Tokyo to Tehran, Istanbul to Indonesia, and all points in between. It's time for 60 minutes of the world's best music. This is Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA Global English Network.
Hi again, and welcome to Border Crossings. Thank you very much for joining us. Happy Wednesday. We have a very special guest joining us today who is releasing a series of CDs, compilation CDs, during this COVID quarantine time with some of the biggest names in country music, because he's able to do that, because he's got the kind of power to call up his friends like Vince Gill and people like that, Rosanna Cash, and say, come on and join me on my CD. And they, of course, did. Rodney Crowell is our guest, and we're going to talk about the new CD and how you can help out a very good cause at the same time. So welcome to Border Crossings, and welcome to our spotlight with Rodney Crowell, coming up this hour on The Voice of America.
Sometimes I forget who we were back then. The Saturday night stealing cold beer and cigarettes, and a house we didn't know, wearing Anna vintage clothes. Looking at this photo, oh, I remember someone saying smile. Who would have thought we'd still be smiling now? We've come a long way since we're strangers in a basement at a party we hated, trying to make conversation. The night it was taken, I didn't have a clue that someday I'd be something more than just a boy in a Polaroid with you. They come and go. Lucky was I that a moment was set in stone. Even though the colors faded and everybody changes, holding on to this photo, oh, I remember falling just like that. And now it's kind of crazy looking back. Oh, we've come a long way since we're strangers in a basement at a party we hated, trying to make conversation. The night it was taken, I didn't have a clue. Someday I'd be something more than just a boy in a Polaroid with you. With you. Oh, I remember someone saying smile. Who would have thought we'd still be smiling now? We've come a long way since we're strangers in a basement at a party we hated, trying to make conversation. The night it was taken, I didn't have a clue, but someday I'd be something more than just a boy in a Polaroid with you. Oh, with you. Trying to make conversation. The night it was taken, I didn't have a clue, but someday I'd be something more than just a boy in a Polaroid with you.
Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. We have a very special guest with us, and he's at home. He's quarantined, just like the rest of the world is right now, but managed to come up with a music project and turn an unfortunate situation into something very beneficial. We'd like to welcome to The Voice of America and to Border Crossings, Mr. Rodney Crowell. Nice to have you.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice for you to have me.
Yeah, and the last album, the actual studio album you put out, was a couple of years ago called Texas. But now you're involved with a brand new project. So what was the idea? How did you come up with this? Let's make a compilation CD with the spirit of quarantining.
Okay. So I'm on the board of Music Health Alliance, which is a nonprofit organization centered in Nashville, but that serves the entire musical community in the United States. And my main role has been fundraising. And my usual method is of raising funds by getting artists to donate money from their performances. Well, COVID shut down performances across the board. And, I want to keep Music Health Alliance in business because they serve the community so beautifully. I mean, they're responsible for paying down $70 million in debt accrued by musicians in our community across the country. So they're very worthwhile. So I was thinking, what'll I do? And then it dawned on me, I know what I'll do. I'll get my friends and even some people I don't know very well to contribute a song to a compilation. And what I, you know, what I, when I reached out, I just said, hey, look, it could be something that you have in the can, something you didn't release, something you record on your iPhone. Steve Earle recorded his on his iPhone. It sounds great. I said, just a song, you know, simplest performance, just like you would do it in your living room or in, you know, in your kitchen. And I thought it would be intimate. And everybody donated the proceeds from their songs and their performance to Music Health Alliance. And so far, it's been really lovely.
And you only gave this, I guess, a 2-week go to for people to buy this.
Well, we get 2 weeks on Bandcamp. You know, it's a download mm-hmm. on Bandcamp, and we get 2 weeks. They're very kind to work with us and provide the outlet for a digital download on these songs. Now, once that time has run, then we'll probably produce, you know, physical CD. I'm sure we will. You know, so it'll happen in stages, and I'm already working on volume 2.
So how did you decide on the group of artists, you know, that you've got? Ry Cooder, Steve Earle, you got quite a few very well-respected, big, huge names in country music, including someone personal in your life, Roseanne Cash. You got a collection of great stars. What was the process to you? Because you could only pick so many. How did you come up with that list?
Well, they're all in some way or other personal friends of mine, some not quite so close, but like Emmylou Harris and I, our friendship goes back, you know.
You were in her band, right?
45 years.
Yeah. You know?
And we have a long, like a brother and sister relationship. And
the stars have lost their shine, and I've been forsaken by everything I thought of. Or in the darkest hour, when the final story's told, no matter could never be gone. I believed your finest treasure would be the one you saw in me. But how could I know the measure of all you needed me to be? Oh, I came with sweet my pockets could not hold. No matter how bright I could be, I could never be gone. I finally gave up counting the ways you said I let you. When I fell just watch me. Oh, I could sparkle like a diamond, have silver line my soul, but no matter how bright I could be, I could never be gone. You look so good.
trailing clouds of glory, but you see nothing to behold. Well, no matter how proud I go, baby, I can never.
And, you know, I've known Steve Earle since the early 70s, and I've written songs with Keith Urban, and he's had made big hits out of songs that I've written. You know, Ry Cooder played on my very first album in 1978. So there's a connection. A few I reached out to just cold, you know, to and everybody pitched in. And, you know, I do have a connection with everybody, though I can't. You know, I'd only recently met Jeff Tweedy, who I've always admired, but we were on a ship together performing at a songwriter festival, and I got to have a conversation with him that was good fun, you know. So, but the thing is, I got 18 in, and I wanted to cut it down to 12, And I was going to leave myself off because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to elbow anybody else off because for something, a song of mine. Well, they said, no, you put this together, you got to have it in. So I put my song in and that made it 13. But
two, a one, two, three, four. Last Friday night, I took a walk. I bummed a light. I said, listen to the talk from what I heard. Mom's ain't the word, she's back in town. Two soldier boys, home from the war, been making noise down at the end of the bar. They said they've seen her. She lean and meaner, she's back in town. Yeah. She travels light, she travels swift. Keeps out of sight, cause she was born with a gift. She's one of those who comes and goes. She's back in town. And when she's gone, I keep my head. I sleep alone in that old big empty bed. I go to lengths to save my strength. I wish she's back in town.
I sort of held some back. I held, you know, Vince Gill is a really close friend of mine, as is John Paul White and Mary Gaucher. So I knew that I could explain to them, look, I'm going to hold yours back because I'm going to build a volume two around it. And so volume two is taking shape really nicely. I'm going to have some big names on it. So it's, you know, it's a passion for me. I truly believe in Music Health Alliance because they do such great work in times of need. That they see that musicians, you know, they sit down with them and figure out how to get health insurance. And you know, most touring entities in the music business, in Nashville music business, and anything that's sort of mid-level touring, you know, performers can't afford to provide health insurance for all the musicians that travel with them. So Music Health Alliance is sort of safety net in that way. They come around and, you know, you can refer your musicians who work with you to say, just go to Music Health Alliance and they'll help you find what you can afford. Mm-hmm. And they'll help you get insured. And it's really important. So that's my fun. You know, I feel like everybody, you know, should give back to the community in some way. And that's just my way to help all of the musicians, because, you know, the internet has not helped us in some ways, because a lot of the income streams have slipped away because the internet has not yet been figured out how to make everything equal. But in the meantime, Music Health Alliance is really providing a service to all our brothers and sisters.
Well, we are broadcasting in 100 countries. We're also reaching our brothers and sisters in the military.
Good.
And so this is, you know, your time is very precious. I know you're doing a lot of interviews and it's appreciated. And so your connection with Music Health Alliance, how long have they been around? How long has Music Health Alliance been out?
5 years.
5 years.
You know, it's the first time Vince, behind my house here, there's an equestrian center. So Vince Gill and I threw a barn dance where we just got together with no rehearsal and played with all our friends. And people came to the barn dance and donated money. And we said, well, how are we going to spread this out? Well, we gave some to Emmylou's dog rescue. Emmylou Harris's dog rescue, and we stumbled on Music Health Alliance, so we gave them a check, and the phone call I got back from them was so sweet and so much gratitude. And they said, God, thank you so much. We can make our payroll with this. And I said, okay, you guys have a big heart. What can I do to help? And from there, I started to figure out more efficient ways to raise money for these people, and it's they're solid now. They're in. They've served over 16,000 musicians in the country.
Wow, that's fantastic! And I know country music, no music genre has a bigger heart than country music. I mean, country music seems to really, there's a connection with the military. There's a connection with a lot of different charity organizations. Country music gives back. There's no question about that. And this is a very special project because it's time specific in that it's music about quarantine or during the quarantine. It really isn't about, but it's from quarantine, inspired by this time period. The idea is anyway. So how has this pandemic, how has COVID affected you personally?
COVID, you know, people who I've lost someone very close to me to COVID. My cousin who I grew up with, we're the same age. And we really grew up like brothers, really close. He was, you know, he was a record executive at Capitol Records and signed a lot of great artists that, you know, COVID got him and it took him out. So despite the pain and the sorrow that so many families have experienced, which my heart goes out to, for me personally, I have a recording studio in my house and I've used the time very well. I've finished two albums, so I'm ahead of the game, and I've written quite a few new songs, and I'm working on a book of my lyrics, So I've used it wisely, and I don't mind saying that, you know, I've traveled enough in my life for you to ground me for 12 to 15, 16 months doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
It certainly has changed the dynamic of the business, which is very much a face-to-face, you know, get out and perform type business. But for now, you're right. I mean, it gives you a chance to reflect and probably do things that you wouldn't otherwise have the time or the focus to do. And creating all this music at home is great. And you said your second book, I know there's a book of your published of your memoirs, which is China Berry Sidewalks.
That's true. Thank you for remembering that. Yes, this book of lyrics will also have some prose in it as well, as I give recounts of backstories on songs and that sort of thing. You know, the backstory on where I grew up and my early days in Nashville and my early days in Los Angeles, as I was, you know, as my skill set was being honed and sharpened so that I could have a career. I'm grateful, you know. It's been a really lovely ride. And some of the work that we've done, you know, from musician to musician, it's gotten a little better. I've had my first COVID shot and I'm going to get the second one soon. I had a new granddaughter born in the heat of the pandemic. And
congratulations.
And quarantined for a while and got to hold her in my arms. And then I had to go out and do some stuff, which meant I had to look at her from a few feet away. But, you know, it's all been good. And as I say, you know, just the pain and sorrow that people have experienced losing loved ones and family members, it's been very productive for me. Songs from quarantine wouldn't have happened otherwise, truly. And the idea, you sort of hit on the idea when it came to me, look, we're all locked down. I mean, we could all turn on a tape recorder and just sing a song into a microphone, and that would be good enough. Some of the folks went a little farther. Ronnie Dunn, he got himself a full gospel rock and roll band and a choir of singers and just ripped one out. I said, you know, with all these guitar, you know, vocal performances, Ronnie might have to put your song at the end because nothing can follow it.
Screaming fire and brimstone, things about sin I'm scared to death. Even though my heart, my soul are filled with good intentions, the song is a rocky road, that road to redemption. I can hear loud and clear that whistle blowing. Locomotive waits for no one once it starts rolling. You gotta walk that straight and narrow. How will I know the story? Can't hold hands with the devil, hop that train of glory. Some righteous way I'm living leads to eternal damnation. Right now from where I'm sitting, I got a slim shot at salvation. I'm an unholy roller with spiritual afflictions. My cup runneth over with demons and addictions. I can hear loud and clear that whistle blowing. Locomotive waits for no one once it starts rolling. Gotta walk that straight. How will I know the story? Hold hands with the devil, hop that train of glory.
Well, this is a great idea, and like I say, you've turned a difficult situation into a positive by helping a Music Health Alliance and just, you know, bringing more awareness to country music and some of the great names, putting it all on a compilation CD. And I was, you talked about your early days, and I'm interested to hear, you know, if you started off as a drummer. So was it ever in your mind to become the lead singer of a band? Was that always your plan, or did you just think of yourself as a drummer?
Well, you know, my early days of drumming, I was 11 years old and playing in my father's country band. So you gotta understand there's nepotism involved there. I wasn't very good, and I still have a memory of, you know, the musicians who were also in the band standing there with this fake smile plastered on their face while I tried to hold the beat. But, you know, I became a lead singer when I at about age 13, when girls started popping up.
There it is.
I said, well, this is the truth. You know, I'm back here in the back with these drums when I could be out there closer. <That's it. laughs> Cause, you know, any honest, you know, performer, male performer, and I maybe women, you know, I don't know if they're as blatant as we males are, but out there, you know, in the front mic, you're that much closer to a girl.
You know,
you might have a chance.
That's right. And when they start throwing their clothing at you, you got to be right there in the front to get it.
Well, that's a carrot of another color.
And if you were playing the drums, who knows, you might not have won 2 Grammys and 2 Academy of Country Music Awards and 6 Americana Music Awards and been nominated for all the many, many awards that Rodney Crowell has been nominated for over his career. We're talking with Rodney Crowell. So what is the plan, let's say, moving forward after 6 months from now? I mean, you must be coming out with another studio album for yourself. You said you had 2 done, yeah, and you also got volume 2 of this series.
Yes. Yes. I have 2 albums done. The first of which will come out in July. I also have this thing called Adventures in Song, where songwriters from all over the world come this year, coming into Nashville, and we hold a songwriting seminar, and myself and John Paul White and Beth Nielsen Chapman and Allison Moore and Alan Shamblin are the instructors. And I have Peter Asher and Shelby Lynn as special guests coming in this year. So we'll have a 4-day songwriting convention there on Vanderbilt campus, Skerritt Bennett Center, which is right there by Music Row, right by Vanderbilt. So we'll do that. And then as of now, late August, my touring schedule, optimistically, is in place. And, you know, I may be back to the old life on the road there.
There were trains and we outrun them. There were songs and we outsung them. There were brighter days, never ending. There was time and we were burning. There were rhymes and we were learning. There was all the love 2 hearts could hold. And after all this time, you're always on my mind. Could never let it in, 'cause my heart takes so long to mend. The dream that keeps your hopes alive, the lonely nights you hold inside. And after all this time, you're always on my mind. I still want you. There was rain that we outlasted. There was pain, but we got past it. There were last goodbyes still left unspoken. There were ways I should have thrilled you. There were days when I could have killed you. You're the only love my life has known. And after all this time, you're always on my mind. Hey, I could never let you go. A broken heart that heals so slow could never be for someone new while you're alive and I am too. And after all this time, you're always. Your hopes alive, the lonely night you hold inside. And after all this time, you're always on my mind. I still want you. Yeah, after all this time, you're always on my mind. I still love you.
Wow, 17 albums and counting, and 5 number ones, and more to come for Rodney Crowell. And so is it writing, which is obviously something you do so well, or is it the performing? Which is your passion? Which is your, if you had to pick one, if somebody said, Rodney, you can only be a songwriter or you can only be a performer singer, which would you choose?
I would be a writer because it, as you know, eventually the wheels are going to come off these legs of mine. And you know, and I, you know, not only do I write songs, I write prose as well. And if it ever gets to where I can't stand up there and sing and tune and bring enough energy to entertain people, I'll finish out my days writing. So, so it seems that the honest answer to that is writing, songwriting and writing. Although I do say, you know, people ask me about this and I say, well, you know what? I'm an interesting combination of introvert and extrovert. I've been perfectly happy to be alone in my studio during the lockdown, during the pandemic. And I'm perfectly happy to be out there entertaining people. So it's an interesting dichotomy that goes on with me. Mm. But that's a long-winded answer. I would go with writing.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. And of course, you have a legion of fans that span decades now. You got parents and children and some grandchildren who are following you because your career is so documented and so illustrious. And and you mentioned when the time comes you want to slow down, you know, that writing will be your focus, but I imagine nothing feels the same as being on stage, center stage, and having the crowd screaming and just hearing the fans loving your music, and they have been for years and will continue to, I'm sure.
Yes, well, you know, that's a phenomenon of its own. And unless you've been there and been center stage in the spotlight and actually get that coming back at you when you know you've just performed well. You don't always believe it when inside you go, God, I just butchered that song. That was a really lame-o performance. And the tepid, applause come back. You say, well, I deserve that. But when you really nail it and they really give it back to you, then it's like, oh boy, how do I keep this up? And you know, it can become problematic if you have to feed off of that all the time.
Mm. Your health okay? I know in 2017 you had to call it a day for your tour. You okay these days? Everything's good?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still dealing with that. I had that really figured out and was handling pretty well. Luckily, you know, it's kind of recurred a little bit, but I know what to do and I know what I need to do. But luckily, it sort of came back when I was resting in place.
Well, you look great. You do look
good. I'm good. I'm healthy. I get a lot of physical exercise. It's not because I'm not taking care of myself. It's just you do inherit. There's some genetic things that go on that, you know, it's just a luck of the draw. You have to figure out how to do it.
Now, for people who want to get songs from Quarantine Volume 1, which benefits Music Health Alliance, you said there was a stream available. So we got a couple days left for people to get the stream download.
Yeah, you just go to Rodney Crowell Bandcamp, rodneycrowell.bandcamp. And that's where you download it. And, you know, and then once after the 2-week run at Bandcamp is a provider where you can digitally download music and at a really fair price. And once that 2-week run is started on the 5th of February.
It ends on the 19th, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. So, and after that, it'll be a matter of, you know, once we start producing
Volume 2.
Yeah, well, you know, CDs and what have you. And then you can go to any of the artists' website and get it too as well. There's all kind of ways to do it. But that's the story of Songs from Quarantine.
Well, thank you, Rodney Crowell. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. And I hope everybody gets a copy of this for a variety of reasons. It's great country music, but it goes to a very good cause, Music Health Alliance. And helps all of those people who are in need, including those affected by coronavirus. So thank you, Rodney Crowell, for joining us on The Voice of America.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Please come back for Volume 2.
Okay. All right. Deal.
It's a crumbling pile of broken stone.
against the western wall. Closed his hand. When it opened up again, a moment vanished in the wind. Since that day, it's never stopped. No matter how you wind the clock, and untold billions lived and died. Time was never on their side. Seasons come, seasons go. Sunrise, sunset, rain and snow. Every time the world turns round, brand new shiny days found. Pray to who feel the most, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Take whatever fate provides. Time is never on our side. Sometimes an hour hurtles by. Sometimes an instant never dies. Some days crawl and others fly. Ours is not to reason why. And woe to them that hesitate. Good things come to those that wait. Whoever told you that one lied? 'Cause time is never on your side. Time is never on our side.
Border Crossings on Twitter at BCVOA. On Instagram, Border Crossings VOA. Or Facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
More it's gone wrong. I should have known this all along. She said, I feel the revolution coming on so strong. If you want to know something, then ask it. I got my revolver in the baby's basket. I sing an old soldier's song. What's gone wrong? Claude's gone west, taking Evelyn and the rest. But Maud stayed home, she tells me now, she's under house arrest. The coming together, or so she claims. There's a man going round, he's taking names. He's doubling his demands to be paid in rubles and gulderans. Mark's gone off to Spain, handing out pamphlets in the rain. The boys and the boss sit back and laugh at Eleanor's steam-powered mimeograph. Maud's gone wrong, should have known this all along. He said, I feel revolution coming on so strong. If you want something, then take it.
Take it.
If that's so wrong, that's my mistake. If you can't make love, then shake it.
Shake it.
Sing a little bit of this confession. Raise a little glass to the insurrection. Mud's gone wrong.
Gone wrong.
Mud's gone wrong. Mort's gone wrong.
Border Crossings, and I thank you, Rodney Crowell, for being with us here today on Border Crossings. What a pleasure to talk to Rodney. Make sure you get the Volume 1 CD, Music During Quarantine, and you pick up Volume 2 because he's already at work on that, and it goes to a really, really worthwhile cause. You know, one of the great things about having a lot of these artists on when they're involved in charity is we know that what they're doing is going to something good at the same time. And we, of course, can enjoy the great music, too. So thank you very much for listening today to Border Crossings. Thanks to our producer, Vince Bonner, for putting the show together. Don't forget to wear your face mask and maintain social distance. Wash your hands. If you're not feeling well, see your doctor. And by all means, come back and join us again tomorrow for more requests and dedications on Thursday's program. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings can be contacted by email, bordercrossings@voa.gov, and on facebook.com/voa Larry London. Have a great evening. See you tomorrow. This is Border Crossings on the VOA Global English Network.
Worked all summer, worked all fall. Honey, had to spend my Christmas in my overalls. Now she gone, and I ain't worried, 'cause she's sitting on top of the world. Mississippi River, deep and wide. Honey, I can't cross over to the other side. Now she gone, and I ain't worried, 'cause I'm sitting on top of her, all picking.
Dallas, out to El Paso, said, come on, Daddy, don't you know I need you so? Well, now she's gone, Lord, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Well, if you don't like my peaches, don't you be shaking my trees. Lord, stay out my orchard, mama, let my peaches be. Well, now she's gone, Lord knows things I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Now you know I do. Anything in the world to get along with you. But she gone, and I ain't worried, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Mississippi River, deep and wide, child, I can't cross over to the other side. Now she gone, and I ain't worried, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. You know that I've worked all summer, worked all fall, had to spend my Christmas in my overhauls. Now she gone, and I ain't worried, when I'm sitting on top of